Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Fionnuala Jay, and you're very welcome to Hooked On, Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival, with thanks to Virgin Media Ireland. If you've missed any of our previous podcasts, fear not, you can listen back to interviews with the likes of Colin Firth, Angeline Ball, and Emile Hirsch, to name but a few. In today's podcast, our guest is actor, director, and writer, Eva Birthistle. Eva received a special mention at this year's festival for her direction of her short film, Kathleen Was Here, starring Hazel Doop. Hazel picked up the award for Best Actor for what is a superb piece of work all round. Recently, our Gordon Hayden spoke to Eva Birthistle about making the switch from actor to writer-director and how Kathleen Was Here is set to be turned into a feature film later this year. Here's our conversation with Eva Birthistle.
Aging out of care is it's a difficult time for anyone.
Stop, Mom!
The future.
Eva, such a pleasure to talk to you, and congratulations on Kathleen Was Here. The best compliment I can give you about your film is that when the credits started rolling, I wanted to see more. I wanted to see more from Kathleen and how she was going to handle life going forward. Because
you shall see more. This, which I'll fill you in on, but I'm really glad you said that because there is more to come.
Do you know what? I felt I was there thinking to myself, I bet you now, Eva herself and Treasure Entertainment, they're going to just use this as hopefully a canvas for a bigger story because there's so much there.
I'm delighted you said that. Well, it's happened because I wrote a feature film about Kathleen from Kathleen Was Here. So the feature is called Kathleen. It was called something else, but once I made the short and called it Kathleen Was Here, I thought I'm going to change the feature to Kathleen because it's just sort of more grabbing. But that came first. The feature story came first, and I've been in development of that with Screen Ireland and Treasure for the last couple of years. And we've been through sort of a whole process with it, a whole development process, which has been massive learning curve because it's the first feature I've written. But one of their pieces of advice, the big advice they gave to me sort of towards the end of the script development phase was you need to go make a short film. You need to go and cut your teeth in something. And they did. I initially had thought, well, maybe I will do proof of concept for the feature. But they said, like, it needs to be a standalone short. But I wanted to keep it in that world. And so it was tonally the same. So it would sort of help me get the feature on its feet. So, I mean, this is now going to probably, you know, a bigger story about why I came up with the short. But I discovered my father was working with young adults in Derry that were just aging out of care. And I didn't know he was doing that. We're clearly not communicating very well because he's doing this amazing work with these amazing young adults. And it was on the same lines of what I was writing about, which he didn't know what my topic was either. So we finally had this conversation and he's just like, well, I can introduce you to this amazing group of young adults in Derry who are going through exactly that. They're just aging out of foster care. So I met them and thought, well, it would seem foolish not to write a short based on this exact topic and subject matter. And that links in perfectly with the feature as well. So that's how Kathleen Was Here was born. It was sort of from the feature, but also from meeting these amazing people, and we came up with. As soon as I met them, and because I guess I had all the you know, Kathleen, the character had already been written, I wrote the short in sort of, you know, 2 or 3 days. It was all there, so it was just a matter of then. I just got it down on paper and went, that's it. You know, the work had been done already. The research had been done. The prep had been done. So the short actually came together incredibly quickly.
You can tell that because the film is what, about 9 minutes or so long,
yeah.
And yet I felt that even within that time, I learned so much about Kathleen and the relationship with her mother. And one of the things that you do in the film, Eva, there's a real kind of show don't tell, and it's real allowing the audience to really kind of fill in the blanks in certain spaces, especially the relationship with her mother, because that's a really difficult relationship. Like, there's an awful lot has gone on there. And I just thought it was a real testament to your work there that I kind of got it. You know what I mean? Even within that short right. space of time, I thought this has really come together. Can I ask you as well, you know, from your experience as an actor over the years, now you're the director on set, you know, you've obviously written the screenplay as well.
Yeah.
And knowing that you're going to make a short film, going into it, was there much that you had to sacrifice in terms of the story, or was from what you've written is up there on the screen?
To be honest with you, everything that I wrote is on the screen. What did change a lot was the structure of it, because it's, as you know, Gordon, it's present day and flashback stuff. So, and I really like ambiguity in film. I like to sort of lean in and go, oh, what does that mean? What's going to happen next? I don't quite understand it, but I'm trusting we'll come together at the end. And so when I had first written it, it was a much more sort of fragmented piece where the time frames kind of, they jumped around a lot more, and there was more sort of guesswork as to just the linear aspect of the story was off. So nothing was clear until the end, where you sort of pieced all together like a jigsaw. And it worked. It was sort of made for a much more sort of dreamlike experience, which I actually, you know, I still sort of think about. So there was a real beauty to that. But I felt, and the sort of my producers felt as well, when we sort of watched and did various cuts with my brilliant editor, Gavin Buckley, we just kept moving around with the cut a lot. And we probably had about, you know, I don't know, 10 different edits, and they all kind of worked. But we just felt, because we did want it to have a life on the festival circuit, we felt that a really sort of, when we did a much more a linear story, when it was just sort of narrative driven and we focused solely on Kathleen, because we did have some other characters in there and amazing actors that literally talk about Kill Your Darlings. It was heartbreaking to I was quite brutal with the cut, because I discovered when we just focused on Kathleen, it just drew you in immediately, and you just sort of had a much more sort of intense experience with her. So the flashbacks had more impact, and then placing her in her present day situation, going back to the house, her and her memories in the house, it just, going on that very sort of clean through line with it, it just had more impact. So that's what changed, was just I shifted it all around from what was on the page. It became a much, much sort of clearer, straightforward story. But the dialogue and the story itself remained the same.
Hazel, who plays Kathleen, what an amazing actress. I bear with me on the pronunciation of her surname. Is it Dupé? Am I getting that right?
Well, if you want to be fancy about it, Gordon, it's Dupé. It's Dupé, actually.
All right, there you go. she is wonderful. And you know what, she has that quality?
Amazing.
It's that internal acting quality whereby she can emote so much with a look, which is brilliant,
right,
for Kathleen. And there are so many scenes where, like, you know, between dealing with social services, you know, the ghosts of the past, that she's constantly haunted by them, you're in her head. Was she always somebody that you thought, oh, I've seen her work, she would be great? Or how did she come into your radar, as it were?
Well, I'll tell you what happened was, again, in the development process for the feature film, we, as part of that process, Screen Ireland do what they call like an initial casting. And I think as a up-and-coming filmmaker, is to give you a taste of what a casting session would be like. So it was sort of fascinating, little dip into, ooh, this is what it would be like to cast my film. And we brought in a bunch of all brilliant actresses for that part. And Hazel came in, and they had all read the feature. Obviously, the short film didn't exist then. I didn't know I was going to make in the short at that point. And Hazel, she just has a quality and sort of like an like I say, all the actresses were super talented. So it's not about sort of what they couldn't do, but Hazel just embodied something that just sort of blew my mind in the room. I just thought, wow, it was just that sort of emotional intensity that you're talking about, where she doesn't have to do really anything. She's got those incredible eyes that just sort of draw you in, and she has that ability which I don't think you see that often, where you don't have to give her any dialogue. Like, I think she speaks once in the short, which her eyes, her face says everything. You absolutely buy and believe her world of turmoil and pain and sorrow and all that. She's able to do that just by thinking about it and not even needing the dialogue. So she's a really special actress, and that she was just right for the part.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There was a couple of scenes that just had the cogs in my head just turning about what has gone on with the relationship between Kathleen and her mother, because there's like that scene when they're kind of frolicking around, just coming to the beach, you know, in the grass, and there's a bit where she kind of pins her mum down, and you can kind of look at it in two ways, and I'm kind of told I'm jumping back to the show Don't Tell, and the way she pins her mum down, there's a part of me thinking, is this sort of like a learned behavior? Has abuse happened? Because the manner in which she pins her mum down, and you can even see that flash in Tony's eyes, who plays her mum, like a great piece of acting, where I think we're slipping out of fun here now into something that's a bit more serious, to jump a bit forward again in the timeline of the film where Kathleen is left, it's a flashback in time. We see Kathleen as a little girl and she's been locked in the room because the mum has gone off to score drugs, to do whatever. Again, you have to try and maybe fill in that blank. But that bit where she's in that fetal position and her mum comes over and, you know, she doesn't want anything from her mum. And you kind of go, there's so much again that is there that's been unsaid. What has happened to this little girl? What has this mother opened her up to in that house? There she's locked her in, but she's also allowed other individuals into this house. I'm fascinated to see where this film goes. But again, when you're dealing with the short, had everyone read the full feature script? Did everyone kind of know the blanks that they needed to fill in when it came to shooting?
No, they didn't. They didn't. I think possibly only Hazel and Bershi, my DOP, who's incredible. I think they were the only two that had read it. So there was discussion beforehand. We'd have a tiny amount of pre-production. And when I sat down with my actors, I filled them in on sort of the bigger story. And we talked a lot about relationships and character and backstory. And we just, they came up with their own ideas. And I suppose we all just made sure that we were on the same page and agreed with what sort of, we sort of tracked what their story would have been, what the mum and daughter story would have been. So they sort of they filled in all those gaps in that sort of rehearsal period. But it's a tricky thing with short filmmaking. I discovered I've written a couple of other shorts, but this is my first one that I directed, and it's that, and I've watched so many now as well. It's a real knack to try and get a full story in such a short amount of time. And it's how do you do that? How do you have that impact? And especially when it's a sort of a heavy nature, something that's kind of emotionally driven. It's how do you make it, how do you make people feel? How do you make them sort of see your story and have a reaction to that, that's deep enough that sort of you want the story to warrant. And I think it's real. It's you know, you can just sort of miss it by a mark and it'll all go off. But so I think what helped with Kathleen Was Here is that having the three different time frames, you could dip in and out and you kind of get, like you say, it's show don't tell, but I suppose you get to see enough to piece it together. And I like that in storytelling, when you leave the audience to sort of come up with their own narrative as well. You give them enough to sort of understand that she's been through and she has an abusive past, and she's been through things as a young child and as a teenager that are very troubling. And sometimes that's enough for an audience. You know, sometimes you think we're intelligent enough that we can fill in the other bits. And as long as the bits that you are revealing and you are showing feel truthful and authentic, and your actors feel that as well, so they're able to emote that and act it, then I think it should come together. But it was very much on my mind when I was doing it. It's like, how do you make this work in 10 minutes? Because it could have been 15, it could have been 20, but I was sort of advised that 10 is a pretty good length for festivals. So I did have that in my head, you know, and I think it's also the knowledge that I know I will go on to explore this story and character more, so I don't freak out. I don't have to say it all in this 10 minutes. There'll be another experience and another journey with it, which is really exciting.
As a now director, can I ask you about the experiences over the years working as an actor and then dealing with different directors? Because I know myself over the years, when it comes to the Junket process and speaking to actors, and some of them have had pretty tough experiences with directors. I remember speaking to one actor in particular, and she was telling me there was a very heavy emotional scene, and she just couldn't bring the tears. She was finding it really difficult. And the director said, like, a bit of a nasty piece of work, and said, like, if you don't cry, something I'm paraphrasing here, but all of us are waiting on you. So we've got to get this on. You've got to get it done now. And they were really strict, and to the point where she was really shaken by what the director had to say. Do you mind me asking about how you approach actors? Like, do you kind of over the years kind of go, well, this is not what I'm going to tolerate? Do you kind of bring certain experiences of how I don't want this to be handled, or how I would like to be directed? And do you bring a lot of that to the fore?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really helpful for a director to at least experience some level of acting, even if they haven't done it for, you know, as a career before. I'm lucky that, you know, I have had a long career as an actor. So I think I would like to think I'm actor friendly on set. It'd be really awful if I was a total bitch, but I don't think I am. I think if anything, you know, like I understand that every actor has their own process, you know, and they can be wildly different. But I think what I bring to the table, what I find helpful, which is sort of, you know, having a discussion about what's happening in the moment and reminding actors of what's feeding that moment, where it's coming from as well, and having that sort of open discussion. I think it's also knowing when you don't need to say anything, you know, that actors don't always need notes. We absolutely love them, and we love discussion, and that it's a very collaborative process, obviously. But there are times where I think you just read what's happening in the room, and sometimes an actor just needs to be left alone because it's all going on and you're doing another take, and it's not necessarily about performance, about other stuff, and you just let them to it. So I think it's about gauging when your actor needs help or needs guidance or discussion, and when they're doing fine, you know. And most actors love discussion, so that's, you know, and I like to chat, so that's kind of that happens quite naturally.
Just in terms of what you've learned now from this experience as a writer director on Kathleen Was Here, was there anything that you came away from going, God, I never expected that, or anything new that you didn't think was going to happen on set? Because there's so many people constantly looking for answers from you all day long, and your head must at times feel like a screaming kettle with so much that is happening. Like, what have you taken away from the experience, Eva, that you didn't expect maybe going into it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I know what I realized when I was on set. I mean, bear in mind, it was only a 2-day shoot, so it was tiny, wow. But it was cram-packed. We had so much to do. And I had an amazing first AD, Dara Glynn, who just kept it all from falling apart. He kept it together, which was, it's really, I think, really crucial that you have the right team of people around you. And I had an amazing team of people around me. They just, we all made it work together, which was brilliant. I think I went into it, the things that I was scared about going into, I realized when I was there on the day, just weren't scary. They were really, I realized I knew more than I thought. I was sort of worried about maybe some of the technical aspects of it. But I think from being on film sets and TV sets for 25 years, I was absorbing all the time, even when I wasn't really aware of it. And then obviously in the last few years, I was more aware of it because I knew that I wanted to move into directing. So that was a real relief to sort of go, oh, no, I know this. I know the answer to this question. Phew. That was a huge relief. I think coming away from it, what I would know not to do, I think trusting my instincts. There was maybe times where I sort of questioned something or doubted rather myself and didn't follow that instinct through. And I think I really learned to always trust your instinct. And I think we dropped, there's one thing that still hangs over me. I still dream about it and wake up in a sweat. We had to drop one shot, which in the grand scheme of things is nothing, but it was a shot that actually I really wish that we didn't drop. I think we needed it. It was a short little flash of Kathleen Nine on the bed, mirroring her when she was little on the bed, that kind of linked the flashbacks. And we just didn't have time. I'd already asked everybody to stay an extra 20 minutes or half an hour, and we ran out of time. And so we dropped it. And I just wish that I don't know, I had bribed everybody with money or pints or something, and we just got the shot. So it's maybe that as well. It's maybe sort of been a bit more to fight for something when you feel like you really need it, you know. But that's all good learning stuff. That's okay.
Eva, I just cannot wait to see the full feature for Kathleen Was Here. But in terms of now the pre-production on it to eventually the shooting and post, has that been mapped out, or is there still that all side of the feature to be worked on?
It's kind of being worked on now. COVID has obviously thrown everything off track quite a bit, but we've gone past the development stage now, so we're sort of into sort of trying to get it, you know, financed. But we're in a really good position with it. We were hoping to do it sort of summertime, and I think now we're gonna push it to the end of the year. And that's, I think, you know, largely to how kind of things are working because of COVID and everything has slowed down. And it just means, not to bore you with funding chat, but it had a whole knock on effect with UK funding. But also, I think as it would be my first feature to direct, I'd kind of sooner we were out the other side of COVID and we can have a relatively normal film set where we can sort of, you know, people can sort of can be with each other in the way that you would normally be on a film set and not feel those restrictions. So being pushed would normally be like, that would fill me with fear. But actually, I think we should wait. I think there's a better time to do it. And that's probably end of this year, maybe even beginning of next year. But all the wheels are in motion, which is exciting. And it's just trying to hold on to my lovely actors and make sure they don't suddenly, you know, kind of go to far-flung places. Hopefully I'll still have them. So hanging on to Hazel with dear life.
What a find. She's an amazing actor. She really,
she's
really
tremendous.
Is. So good. Eva Berthistle, thank you so much for your time. Kathleen Was Here. I can't recommend it highly enough. It's such a superb piece of work. And of course, the feature, which is in the offing, and we'll be looking forward to seeing that as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Gordon. Cheers. Thanks.
Eva Berthistle there for her film, Kathleen Was Here. Congrats once again to Eva for her special mention in the director's category at this year's Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. And to Hazel Droop for winning Best Actor. Well deserved. Well, that's our lot for this week. Don't forget, there are plenty more festival interviews for you to listen to, from Stanley Tucci to Mark O'Halloran. Just search Hooked On, Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. Today's podcast was produced by Gordon Hayden. I'm Fionnuala Jay, and I'll chat to you on the next one.